Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Over the world, good morning to you. It's so good to be with you again today. This is my second show. My name is Imaja Jubilee, and I am in Richmond, Virginia, and we are so happy to be with you today. I want to welcome you to Love, Light, and Positivity. And it's by the grace of the divine that I now live my life. I live it, y'all, in full expression. I have just been able to just come to where I am because I've had the support of many, many, many people around me. So my purpose now is to inspire, encourage, and influence other people just like yourself from all different walks of life, no matter what your race, your creed, or color, no matter where you live in this world, that you can emerge and you can evolve. But one thing we have to remember, we're emerging and evolving, we're growing and we're stretching and we're spreading our wings, that we are made in love. We're made in love, by love, for love. And our purpose here on this earthly adventure, because life is an adventure, is to be love. We have to be love. We have to be the light. We have to bring the love. We have to be an example of it. And not only do we have to be an example of it, we live it through everything that we say, everything that we do, everything that we bring forth through our words. It manifests into the world, and it shows who you are. And the only person that you have to give acknowledge is to the one that has made you, and not be influenced by all the external forces and things that go on in the world, but be influenced and be guided through prayer, contemplation, silence, stillness. Embrace the sweetness of silence, stillness, and contemplation, and be guided from inside thy spirit. So it's with a glad heart of gratitude that I'm with you all today. And as we always do, I want to remind you all that I am a poet, and I have a book called Couldn't Keep It to Myself. That's why I chose that song that you just heard. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. And one of the things that we're going to have on our show as our guest today is Miss Kim Ealy, which we will bring her in a little bit, because she is one of the people that was part of my tribe that helped me to bring this book into the world, that helped me to make my dreams come true, that helped me to bring what I had to say and not keep it to myself. And we are so proud to have her with us today. Also, what I would like for you to remember is one of the things that I heard in a song that I really, really like. It says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. And when you think about God, let's remember, the first lesson that I learned in Sunday school was that God is love. God is love. And my mother, Marie Harris Brown, taught me a lot about what it means to truly love unconditionally, acceptance unconditionally. She not only gave her motherly love to me, but she also accepted other people. And what she lived her life by was that if you don't love me, just keep on acting like you do, and child, sure enough, you will. You will come to that. So when we think about love and how where you are with this love, just remember that love created you. And what you feel when you live your life in love is that you have to love the divine first, then you love self, and then you can love your neighbor. You cannot love your neighbor without loving yourself. Song that says, the gospel in one word is love. I'll repeat that. The gospel in one word is love. So remembering all of that and remembering that we are here to be this love, we are here to emanate it, to just let it radiate out from us and pour out from our hearts, and we outpicture this, life will be so sweet. I promise you it will, because it has made me realize that the love that I have for myself, I can't give it to somebody until I truly do love myself. And I'm just grateful. I'm just so grateful. And I want to thank Kayla, and I want to thank Josie for allowing me to have this platform to show, to tell, and to be loved through giving you all these words of inspiration that I bring to you twice a month. Now, with me being a poet and all of that said, I want to read you a poem which is going to lead us into bringing in our special guest who's waiting in the virtual green room, Miss Kim Ealy. And you all are going to love her. I just love her because she's a happy and zestful person. But let's listen to this poem for a minute. Let's take a breath together. And as we breathe, remembering that life gives us this breath. And as I breathe, there are other people breathing as yourself that are breathing with me. The title of this poem is called Look Within Yourself. And it goes like this. Before you find fault in your brothers and your sisters, look within yourself. Before you point a finger to accuse, to blame, and pass on generational shame, look within yourself. Before you become self-righteous because you think you have all the answers, and that you are never wrong. Yet you swear and you curse and you take the Lord's name in vain. You have to look within yourself. Before you set yourself up to be someone's judge and someone's jury, look within yourself. Before you call your sisters and your brothers dumb, stupid, and all sorts of other kinds of names, look within yourself. Look within yourself, and you will know. What you see around you reflects what's within you. If you look within and know yourself for who you truly are, and who you truly are, a loving and compassionate being who has dark and light and shadow inside of you, who has a long list of not so positive attributes and traits that need work, you too have that. But when you look and you see this, you will learn. You will live. You will see that you are one within and one without. So look within yourself. So how do you go about looking within yourself? How do you do this? How do you take the journey on this inner terrain of your soul sanctuary, and the place on which you live inside of yourself? How do you get at that? If you're feeling stuck, or if you feel like you don't know the answer, or if you're feeling lost and confused, or if you are in need of answers and you want to look in within yourself. The tool that we are talking about this month, remembering I was telling you all that we will have a tool each month, and this month for the month of February, it has been journaling, because that's what started me on my way. With journaling. And journaling is one of the most widely used tools of self-discovery that you can take this journey with inside yourself. But all of that being said, I'm going to bring in someone who also knows about this tool of journaling, and can help me get to another level of knowing about it. I want to bring in Ms. Kim Ealy. She's a publisher. She's also an author, and she owns Kiwi Printing. And she and publishing company, she is the one that aided me in my journey and allowed me to take those words that I had put on paper, and it became a book. So, Kim, we welcome you to Love, Light, and Positivity.
Oh, Imaja, thank you so much. I am so grateful and excited to be here with you. This is awesome.
Yeah, and Not only did you help me, but you helped many other people also. You have a lot of authors that work under you, and you help them bring these words that they write. But we want to talk a little bit more. How do you think the tool of journaling helps one to become an author?
Oh, that is such a good question. And, you know, all the things that you've been talking about this morning about you must love yourself before you can love others, and you have to know that we are beautiful spirits living a human existence, and so there's going to be struggles and challenges. Having a journal in which to write is such a wonderful experience, because you can cull through all of those emotions that we all feel, because we're not perfect people. We have ups and downs, right?
Yes, definitely.
And
definitely.
And so writing in a journal is a wonderful way for us to get in touch with ourselves and how we are feeling, so that then we can be more receptive and be open to other people as well.
Wonderful. And I know I started journaling, as I said before, when I was 16 years old. It's when I had my first journal. It was called a diary then, but that's what helped me.
Right.
I couldn't talk to the grown people. You know, you were to be seen and not heard. So what do? You write.
Exactly. And I think it's such a wonderful point that you bring up, that having a journal is such a good way to start becoming an author, because – like you said, your diary is probably your best friend back then, because you could write down the things that you couldn't tell anybody else.
And it was. It was a way of me keeping my sanity, and it was a way of me having free expression. The pen and the paper became my friend. They were my friends, you know?
Yes, exactly. And that freedom of expression that you're talking about, as a writer, you want to tap into your authentic self. I truly, truly believe all of us are here on Earth because we have a unique message to share. And it's not a message that's, quote, unquote, what everybody else wants to hear. It's our own authentic message. And sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it's not pretty or perfect. But doggone it, that's what we're feeling, and that's what comes out. And that's why a journal is just, It is. It's like your friend when you can't share that with anyone else.
And it is. And it has become my constant companion. I have journals that are over 25 years old. You know, I have journals that I saved because that's the way I went back and got the point. You know, it's because the poems are written out of what's going on in my life. They're written out of what I'm feeling, as you were saying. And the poetry just evolved from that, you know. So having that be a part of my, as a writing tool, I'm saying to people that are listening, having journaling become a tool, and before you know it, you look back and you have something that you can publish.
Most definitely. And I meant to tell you that listening to the music, which is the same title as your book, Couldn't Keep It to Myself, made me think, that's what journaling is all about. If we keep these things to ourselves, if we keep the experiences, I always call it the good, the bad, and the ugly, to ourselves, we don't get that chance to express it. And when you write it down, when you write it in your journal, whether you're the only person who ever reads it, or if you go back and, like you said, you look and you're like, oh my goodness, look at what I wrote about. I need to share this. It could keep it to myself. You know, you're just ready. You're full you're bursting to share it.
And also too, you know, having come through that process, and it's something that I do, I still practice. It's not something that I just stop doing, because I get up sometime at 2:30 in the morning, and I'm writing, but most of the time it's something, it writes me, you know, now it writes me, and I see that that tool of journaling and saving and writing has become an integral part of me, of this continuous adventure and the continuation of me growing, another level of living.
Oh, my goodness, Imaja, I love that so much. I love that you say it writes you, because it's so true. Often when and you were talking about meditating and being still, and journaling often gives us that chance to listen to the divine, to pick up on source. And often, like you said, it's writing you. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I journal, and I've been journaling for a long time, I look back and I'm like, did I write that?
Yeah. And you can see your growth when I go back and look back when I first started, this where I've come from. It also helps me, it empowers me, because I'm not the same as I was yesterday, nor am I. It changes you. And a lot of times, you know, we talk about some prompts for people that are just starting, and I think you brought up a good point about being in a quiet place. And a lot of times I carry, most of the time, I have a book in my purse that I carry. And you know, a little, not a big book, but a small little tablet, you know, one little tablet or something to write on, and a pen, because there have been things that come up. I'm sitting someplace and I have to write it down then, or I lose it. I don't get it but one time. You know, it's like, I don't get it but one time.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're so right. And you're touching on something that I often will teach in my workshops, which is, like you said, bring a little notebook with you. You know, stick one in your glove compartment. Now, don't write in it when you're driving. But, you know, when you're at a place where you can, jot down those notes. Because sometimes I like to call them sunny days. sunny days are when your brain is on fire. All of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, I have all these great ideas, blah, blah, blah. And writing them down and looking at them later when you're not as on fire, so to say, is uh-huh. really helpful.
Yeah. And a lot of times too, you know, a lot of times too, one of the other prompts that helped me get started was making a list of the unanswered questions that I had in my life. If I had some questions that were how could I get the answers? And the answer for me came through journaling, because in the moment, and, you know, you can ask yourself, like, you know, should I leave my job, or how can I stay in this relationship with this loved one? How can I help this, and what is mine to do in this life? Those unanswered questions, when we're trying to find our purpose, you can get it through journaling. You can get them through journaling. Yeah.
Most definitely. I think that's a powerful thing is when you put those questions out and like you said, put it in, you know, do it while you're journaling, but it does help you to tap into that still inner voice and mm-hmm. hear, you know, some real answers and then have a chance to record them and reflect on them. I think it's key for that as well. So yes, that is such a good point.
And one of the other things also too is I use a tool where I list things that no longer serve my highest good. There are old beliefs, old ways of behaving, old ways of reacting that don't serve my highest good. I make a list of them. I make a list of the things that no longer serve me. And then in doing that, I go deeper into myself, and I'm thinking, what am I getting out of this? Is it coming from my ego? Is it coming from God? That's the other thing. I ask myself those questions, and then I write. And if it's not serving my highest good and bringing me toward love and not toward fear, because there are only two feelings, love and fear. If it's not bringing me toward being love for self and others and in the world, I know I got to look at it. I have to change it. So that has helped me as well. Have you used anything like that before?
Absolutely, and I love that you brought that up. I like to use it to clear out sort of the mental clutter that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, all those different messages we have going in our head, and bleh, I need to do this and I need to do that. And sometimes it's a whole bunch of really negative messages, and I love that you say, you know, you can write them down and say, okay, I'm not using these anymore. Those messages totally come from fear, like I'm not good enough. Who am I to put my words into the world?
Uh-huh.
Those kind of things are so destructive, and I always say, who are you not to put your message into the world? You have this message in you for a reason, and, you know, it helps to focus your energy so that you are focused on love and not fear. I love that, Imaja. That's awesome.
Yeah, and also, too, what I like about, you know, another prompt for journaling, and it's put down the things that I like about myself. What do I like about myself? What do I love about myself? Am I funny? Am I silly? Am I a good person? Am I a fun person to be around? What are the qualities? You know, because we don't give ourselves enough self-praise, or somebody give us a compliment, and the first thing we pass it on off, right? We pass it off. No, that can't be true about you. But I feel, when I write down all the things that are good about myself, what I like about myself, that helps me also to emerge and evolve, and it brings me to another level, because there are good things, no matter what your lower self will tell you, there are good things in every single person, because we are made in love, by love, to be love. It's there. It's there. We just have to tap into it.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. I love that. So I want to share about, I heard a wonderful woman, and Imaja, you and I are both members of a group called Fab Women.
That's right.
And it's such a wonderful group, and there's a wonderful lady met.
You have to tell people what the Fab stands for, because a lot of people aren't aware. You know, we're around the world, so they need to know what Fab is, and Shauna.
Absolutely. So FAB stands for fearless, authentic, and bold.
We are audacious, I tell you.
I love it. And Miss Shauna Kabatsnik brought us together, and And there's a wonderful lady, Heather Dunning, and you and I have both talked about what an amazing ball of energy she is. And
yes.
She had an amazing program, and she talked about journaling, and she said that when you go and you look for a journal, that the journal chooses you.
Yeah,
and I think that's I love that too. It's such a good concept because it's just like, you know, because we were talking about your journal is your friend. It's the place where you can be truly authentic. When you choose a journal that you love, the one that speaks to you, you feel comfortable going to it. You make that commitment and you make that promise to yourself to write down the things. And I love what you were talking about. Write down the things that you love about yourself. Write down the things that you're going to change. Write down the things that will inspire you. And, oh, my goodness, it's amazing the possibilities that will happen and the books that you can write from it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And my friend Mary Ann Patalo has a book called Journal Like God. And it talks about how to harness the creative power of God through journal writing. It's available on Amazon.com. She's from Raleigh, North Carolina, and that book is an excellent author to read on journaling. Well, Kim, do you have any last pearls of wisdom you'd like to leave with our audience?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I just think journaling is like prayer in written form. It's a
prayer
way that you can talk to God.
Yeah, and you can write a letter to God, too, you know, because I write letters to God like that. You can write a letter to God. That's good. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today for this live discussion, and you have to come back again so that we can ahead on. And y'all need to know that Kim is a fun person. She is the most fun person one of the most fun people that I have ever met. I love being around her. I love working on projects with her. And like I said, it's Kiwi Publishing, all right?
Yes, ma'am. And the feeling is mutual. Thank you.
Yeah. So how would they get in touch with you, Kim?
Oh, absolutely. So my website is Kiwi Pub. So it's www.kwepub.com. And I also have a Facebook page, so reach out to me through that way. And I would love to hear from you. I love talking about books and hearing people's stories.
Thank you so very much. Well, we thank you for joining us today. Our program is about to come to an end, but I wanted to thank you all around the world. And you can get in touch with me by going to my Facebook page, Imagine Jubilee, and you can find my book on Amazon. But what I want to leave you with today is to remember that the creator of this day wants you to live this wonderful and glorious new day according to God. The creator of this day wants you to be kind and loving and considerate of all human beings, no matter what their race, their color, or their creed. And most of all, the creator, God, wants you to remember that every single day that you are alive is a holy day. It's holy. Make me want to do my mama's holy dance here. But every day is holy, and you live every day like it's sacred. So we'll see you next month where we'll have another tool, more poetry, and more. We'll have a special guest in the month of March. So join us. Make it a glorious day today. Make it a fantastic Wednesday. And be who you are because you were made in love, by love, for love. We'll see you next time.
I said I wasn't gonna spread the news, but I could keep it to myself, Lord. I
much want to spread the news, but I'm
drinking this for myself, but the Lord has done for me.
Oh, you ought to be sad.
You ought to be sad.
When you say my soul.
Say my soul.
You ought to be sad.
You ought to be sad.
When you put my name on
the God.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.